نحمده و نصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد
الحمد لله praise be to Allah the holy prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the dua that he taught us and that we kept on asking Allah ta'ala put barakah blessings into our Rajab and give us barakah blessings in Shaban. So today that dua of ours is accepted, alhamdulillah. Allah's fadl with His grace. What is that barakah of Shaban for which Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically told us to do this dua, recite this dua? Shaban's barakah blessing was this night of tonight, this night. That's the barakah of Shaban, which is the 15th night of Shaban. And today, the 14th day of Shaban ended, and from now, the 15th night has started after Maghrib. And this is that night for which many hadith of the Holy Prophet ﷺ has mentioned. And in each hadith kitab, there are fadail, virtues of this night, fadail. And it's a great night. This is agreed upon. This is a great night. What is the barakah, the blessing that Allah Ta'ala is going to give to us? And inshallah, we are going to receive that and grab that. That's why we kept on doing the dua, making the supplication with Allah's grace, His mercy. We are assembled for this purpose as well, that we want to attain that barakah, that blessing. There are few hours, few moments during the night, but in those few hours, the whole life can be attained by a person. The whole life can be attained by a person. And what is the objective of our life that you can attain? That tonight, this night, we will attain, inshallah, the objective of that life. That objective is such that for this purpose, this objective, Allah Ta'ala gave us all the ibadah, the acts of worship, salah, fasting, hajj, tilawat, Quran, dhikr, good deeds, righteous deeds, all of them spread out. All of those actions, the righteous deeds, the good deeds, what are we trying to get from that? The conclusion is to attain this objective. What is that objective? For which we need to, throughout our life, try to attain our objective of life, our purpose of life. And that is success if we attain that purpose. And that is Allah's pleasure. Radha. To please Allah. To make Allah happy. Because when Allah becomes happy and pleased, then we'll be forgiven. And when we're forgiven, it depends. So our forgiveness depends on Allah's pleasure, not salah. Our forgiveness doesn't depend on salah or ibadat. Ibadat are the means. If through the ibadah we attain the objective, then ibadah is a great action. If through that worship we do not get the objective, the purpose, we don't get Allah's pleasure, then if through dhikr we're not getting Allah's pleasure, then that dhikr is a waste. That remembrance is a waste. Those ibadat are a waste. The objective is what we need to get. The end point. So the end point, the objective, the purpose to attain that, to acquire that, to earn that. What is that? Allah's radha. The pleasure of Allah. May Allah become pleased. That's the purpose of life that we need to get. For this reason, we do all ibadat, worship actions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in this night, tonight, has put this objective in this night. This objective. So this is the genuine point here, that we are weak individuals, our desires are attached to us, shaitan is attached to us, and Allah Ta'ala, for a test, a challenge, has given us all of this. This is our examination, otherwise Allah could have made us angels. No challenge, no test, no hardship. So to attain objective, these are the biggest barriers to get to our objective. Allah is Kareem, so Allah Ta'ala helped us. Allah helped us, assisted us. Allah says, I know these men, these humans, they'll slip, they'll fall down, then they'll do sins again, then they'll make me unhappy again. Always they keep making Allah unhappy. unhappy, any act of disobedience, Allah becomes unhappy. Always this is what we're doing. We're in that cycle. We pray salah, Allah's happy, then we displease Allah again. So Allah Ta'ala, He doesn't want that the person who believes in me, the individual, that I send him to hell. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala prepared such solutions for that individual, that specifically some nights Allah gave, special nights, some gatherings Allah gave, some special nights Allah gave, some gatherings, some conditions Allah developed, created, that if those people attain those, fulfill those conditions to attain the result, then Allah says, I'll become happy with those people. What a great thing, eh? Great point. No precondition, Allah says to us, that do lengthy worship or do hard work, or you should be in Makkah now, you should be in Medina now, Baytul Maqdis you should be now. No preconditions, no conditions. None such whatsoever. Just Allah has given us a moment, a night Allah has given to us. And in that night Allah Ta'ala says, you will attain your objective. So I know what are your weaknesses, or what is your weakness. So very fortunate is that human being who attains this night. That's why for this purpose, the Holy Prophet 2 months in advance told us to do this dua, that so that we can get this night. Very valuable, precious night this is. We are getting the objective of all the worship we do, we are getting in this moment. The purpose. And what is that? Allah Ta'ala says that person who attains this night, acquires those moments, grabs the moment which I have selected. There's no condition, nothing at all. Just one action he needs to do. Just one action. Doesn't matter what condition he's in and what's his history. Just do one action. No precondition, Allah says. Wherever you are, whichever location you're in, America, Canada, Europe, whatever place, there's no condition. You have to be in a holy land. So if you stand there, stop still there with humbleness, humility, if he says once, Allah forgive me. That's it. That's it. Allah is so merciful. All shaitan and nafs traps will be demolished. Immediately Allah's rahmah response will come. You ask me for forgiveness? Go, I've forgiven you, Allah says. Go, I've forgiven you. That's it. In other words, I'm pleased with you now, Allah will say. Irji'i rabbike radiyatam maradiyya, Allah will say. So this is the real essence that Allah says, when you passing away and dying, then you are passing away with your objective that Allah is happy with you and you're happy with Allah. That's success. That is success. So tonight, this is what we're being told. This is the objective Allah spoke. Alhamdulillah, we've arrived here physically in this night. So Allah Ta'ala has put no condition. The whole night Allah has given to us. The whole night. Just what do we need to do? Is just say to Allah, Allah, that I'm a big criminal. I'm a criminal. You know everything about me. Right, left, everything's recorded. Allah, can't make excuses. You know my previous, you know my future, you know my past. Straightforward, Allah. Today you have announced for forgiveness. I am the criminal in front of you. I am present. Allah, forgive me. That's it. That's it. From there, the response will come. Alhamdulillah, immediate. That go, I haven't just forgiven you. Rather, all the sins that you brought to me, all I have changed into good deeds. This is tonight, this will happen. And it started the night. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. So my brothers, this action we need to do, this is the ibadah we need to do, which is the worship of this night, that stand in the presence of Allah, in the court of Allah, ask for forgiveness. That Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me. What shaitan will say to you, oh, you haven't sinned. Say, no, I'm a total criminal. I'm sinful, 100% I'm a sinful individual. Ya Allah, forgive me. Tonight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this night, to the believers, Allah forgives the believers, the mu'mins. Allah forgives the people of Iman. And the people who have no faith, Allah gives them a warning, a chance. The people of no faith, no Iman, Allah gives them a warning. And those people whose name is on the list today, that they are criminals of this manner, they do these actions, zina, adultery, they break the ties and relationships, they consume the rights of other people, they consume riba, interest, they do shaitani, devilish actions, they murder, they do dhulam, oppression. For those people, even as Allah also said for them, that if you tonight, even if they ask for forgiveness, I'll forgive them as well. Despite the fact that is Sayyidah, is very severe, that even in this night I won't forgive them. But if they today commit themselves and say, Allah, forgive us, forgive me, then Allah says, I'll forgive that person. So brothers, what a great point this is. After that, the individual's forgiven. Allah becomes happy, pleased. All ibadat of ours will be accepted, our deeds, worship. So tonight, do not be lazy on this point. What do? We do lot of ibadat. Worship, sujood, prostration. And these things Allah will not be happy with. Allah Ta'ala says that, are you trying to bribe me? I just need one thing. That you admit that you are criminal, you are sinful, and you ask me for forgiveness, I'll forgive you. What a big point this is. So we, to hide our sins, we don't do this action. And we go on the other hand, the other direction. Do this much, worship this much, pray this much, nafal, this wazifa, this recitation, this prayer, do this 30 times. Thousands of things we'll do today. But we won't say to our Rabb, our Master, that Allah forgive me. Those rights, those people whose rights we've consumed, they are within our boundary. Speak to them and say that, please forgive me. And if they are stubborn, then your duty has ended. They don't reply to you, alhamdulillah, you are forgiven. You are forgiven. Tonight, in this night, is about to lower yourself, humble yourself, lower yourself, drop to the ground. Lower yourself. Today, humbleness is required, humility is required, simplicity is required, submission is required. If today, if this takabbur, pride, oh, why should I ask him for forgiveness? Why should I say this to him? Oh, I can't say this. Then he's gone. He's a goner. Today, submit. Lower yourself, even if he's younger than you, smaller than you, say, please forgive me. If you forgive me, then my Rabb will forgive me. This is the great ibadah of today. The biggest ibadah worship of today. But today, if you are unhappy with someone or angry with somebody, yes, if you're unhappy with somebody and this night finishes and the morning comes, then what a great chance Allah gave to us. The whole year, then you'll have to wait for this. Where is there the guarantee of life? Death could come. You can't be safe from the death. So big chance. Sins forgiven. Allah happy. Allah Ta'ala wanted to say that. As Usman bin As said, in a hadith in Bayhaqi in Tirmidhi, on this subject, there's many hadith on this, that today's night, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, today's night, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, according to His glory and greatness, He descends. What is His glory? With His rahmah, with His mercy. Yes, Allah Ta'ala with His glory of mercy, His greatness of mercy. And some say that He Himself announced, and in some region He said that some specific special angel will call out, is there anyone who wants to ask me for forgiveness? I will forgive that person. But sad to say, mutakabbir, individual who has pride, who is stubborn, who thinks he is a big man, tonight, even then he will lose out. He will lose out even tonight. The person who pulls himself together, becomes courageous, who crushes himself within. Look, it's not even hard today. Even if, for example, you're in any corner of the world, you've oppressed somebody by chance, somebody, and that person's not happy with you, and it's him who's oppressed, let's say. He's in the wrong. It's that person who's in the wrong. And 15 years ago, somebody did something to you, for example, and it's him who oppressed, who committed the excess. But Allah Ta'ala's greatness is that today you ask for forgiveness. You submit. Look at the reward. How great is the reward. And there's no excuse now. He's too far away. You've got the phone. You've got WhatsApp, media. All night long, just do this tonight. Just do this tonight. Whoever you know, whoever's heart has been broken, or I spoke loudly to that person, or I spoke sternly to that person, or I swore at that person. In this masjid, there will be people who we have situations like that with. Yes, you'll have been stubborn, or maybe it's his fault. So tonight, remember, and this night, if you want to do any ibadah, worship, and Allah's Nabi says, is telling us that this is the ibadah to please Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that if you want to please me, and the tariqah method to please me is to please my creation, I'll be happy with you, Allah says. The Allah says, please my creation, I'll be happy with you. That's it. Don't delay. Look in your house. Who is unhappy with you? My daughter is unhappy. My son is unhappy with me. Inside your own home, my wife's unhappy with me. Okay, whatever they will say. No, I don't want to forgive you. You just do your action. Yes, don't wait for the answer. It's not necessary, because this action you're not doing for anybody's happiness. You're doing this action for Allah's happiness. Allah's heaven is, don't be sad or distressed, they're not replying to you. They say, I'm not going to forgive you. That person's a criminal, that poor person, if they're not forgiving. So one person is asking for forgiveness, and you're not forgiving that person, then how will you ask for forgiveness from Allah? Allah forgive me. So in all ways or forms, even if it's your fault or not, whether it's your blame or not, or in your custody, that person's within your sphere of influence, then ask, I've come to you to ask for forgiveness. I'm not going to do hisab. Is it your fault, my fault? You say what you want, but today my heart says that I ask for forgiveness from you. With an honest heart, with an open heart, I'm asking, submit, lower yourself. No, I'm not coming above you, overwhelming you, because tonight I want to please my Rabb, my Lord, and I can't please Allah with any act of worship. No salahs I've prayed, tahajjuds I've prayed, dhikr I've done, all actions I've done, but I couldn't please my Lord, my Creator. Allah has told me the way that thou go, that person you've made unhappy, please that person, I'll be happy with you. Allah says. So Allah is so kareem and merciful. Allah says this, and do you understand, brothers? So we say, okay, fine, so shall we go? But think for yourself that life, Allah has given us a great opportunity, a great night. Allah has explained everything to us. So should we not be grateful to our Lord then, who's guided us? Should we not be grateful to our Lord, our Creator, who today has forgiven us? Who today has saved us from Jahannam, hell? We were stood in Jahannam, in hell. If tomorrow death was to come, then the sketch would have been something else. The scene, may Allah forgive. The scene would have been something else, may Allah forgive. My brothers, we cannot imagine, we cannot understand. You do not understand the hour, moments, how they're passing. Yes, at the time, the person who is passing away, then these people around us, they disappear, and such forms and images become shaitans, appearance will come. Become in front of us, and you cannot imagine that such ugly forms and images will come in front of us, that to give us the punishments for the sins that we committed, that nobody would be able to save us, or you, or us. But tonight, Allah Ta'ala has given us life, alhamdulillah. Allah has accepted our dua. Allah has given us a new lease of life. So the biggest benefit today to attain in life is to, we've got the chance, the opportunity to please Allah today. Yes, we don't know about tomorrow. So this is a big karam of Allah. The 2 hours before, if we had died, then there was no hisab, alhamdulillah. Soon as the sun set, Maghrib finished, Allah Ta'ala changed the scene of the whole world, Allah Ta'ala changed. Rahm upon rahm, mercy upon rahm right now. Fadl, grace, mercy, blessings upon blessings. So shouldn't we, the servant, be grateful for this? Allah Ta'ala say, he's very disrespectful. So much I'm giving to him and he doesn't know how to be grateful for that, how to demonstrate his gratefulness. And to be grateful, Allah says, there's only one way I accept an act of gratefulness. Only that path I like, that is dhikrullah, as an action to demonstrate gratefulness. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum, washkuruni wala takfurun. Dhikr is shukr, and with shukr is dhikr. Dhikr is gratefulness, and gratefulness is dhikr. That whenever you want, at any situation, any scenario, you want to be grateful to Allah for His ni'mas, there's only one method, do dhikr of Allah. Do dhikr of Allah. So these words, after speaking, after coming to this night, Allah Ta'ala has assembled us, gathered us. So right now, we also need to be grateful to Allah. We physically need to do that, and to be grateful to Allah, we are doing dhikr. We are doing dhikr of Allah. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this way, through the way that we are doing dhikr, remembering Allah, because this is a connection, a relationship with this night, dhikrullah. To ask Allah for forgiveness, there's a connection here, totally, completely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most of all what He likes and prefers, the things that are beloved to Him, is that people assemble, gather together, and from different backgrounds, tribes, nobody knows each other, nor are they thinking about each other, nor do they care. Just, they're gathered, they're assembled, and what do? They are remembering me, Allah Ta'ala says. They're just remembering me at that time. They're doing my dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says. So, that majlis, that gathering, Allah says, so beloved to me, so beloved to me. I consider that gathering very beloved. That those people, the men, women, alhamdulillah, today via the internet, in the whole world, this action, they're all sitting with us, mashallah. Thousands, tens of thousands of people, there's no corner of the world where today, right now, they're not included with us in this gathering. This is Allah's karam and Allah's blessings and mercies. Look at this. The friends of Allah, as they enable us to, look how my Hazrat Sahib enabled us to do this. Hazrat Ali Murtada, when he ordered me to go there, host dhikr, could I imagine 60, 70 years ago that in the whole world there will be gatherings and forgiveness taking place immediately at that time? What a great wali of Allah he was. Subhanallah, is that 60 years ago he thought that the whole world, I want them to gain forgiveness and shaitan will work hard against them. Today we realize the result of that. We can see that. We are realizing that. Witnessing that. This is the fairs, the blessings of my Hazrat Sahib. In the whole world today, people are getting forgiveness in this night. Look at this. So this is dhikrullah. The friends of Allah, their vision is far, very far. The people don't know, what's this action Hazrat Sahib saying, telling us to do this? Why is he sending me there? Why is he saying do dhikr there? Go there to that country. What do you know there? Arrive there. Such a maqam will come gradually that we are witnessing today. That we are just a few people physical here, but with behind the veils, the whole dunya is attaining forgiveness. Women, men, sisters, brothers. Tell me. So all of this, we are being grateful to Allah that right now Allah Ta'ala, you have been merciful to us, you have forgiven our sins, you have forgiven us, you have overlooked our sins, you've delivered us to paradise, all our sins you've changed into good deeds within one night, you've transformed our life within a moment, we've become something else. So to be grateful, Allah says, then come to such a gathering that remembers me. So Allah Ta'ala likes it so much, so beloved is this dhikr gathering, that think about it, the words of the hadith. That Allah says that His muqarrabeen, special select high class angels, Allah speaks to them, that look at my servants, the men and women who are remembering me. So you said, O angels, this dirty, this place, but in such a dirty place I've created such flowers that they're emitting the fragrance, they're sparkling. Allah says, Allah is proud in front of the angels and He gives each person's name, your name, look at this man's doing my dhikr, this woman's doing my dhikr in this night by name. So be witnesses, Allah says to the angel. Allah says to the angels, you be witnesses. Allah doesn't need witnesses. But look, Allah's rahmah. Allah says, you be witnesses, angels, and stay as witnesses. Exist in that tomorrow, the day of judgment, when they come back to you, they are forgiven, all of them today. They are forgiven, beyond forgiven. So my brothers, tonight's dhikr that we are doing, why are we doing dhikr tonight? To be grateful. So work hard today so that you get the effect of dhikr. Beautiful kalimat, we recite verses, beautiful verses in this specific constrained time. We ask Allah for forgiveness. Yes, we made total niyyah that those who we've oppressed, we won't be ashamed at all. We will grab their feet because we want to please Allah. That, for example, he'll know that he's not pleasing that individual. It's Allah he's pleasing, but the mutakabbir, he'll be stubborn. The muqaddir, they freeze. They freeze. Yes, but more our darajat will be elevated. But those people who have got understanding that today you've forgiven me, I've forgiven you as well, God. That's it. So submit, phone people that please forgive me, phone them, telephone them. Everyone that, please forgive me. What have you done? No, I've done something. I backbited or I lied against you or I said wrong against you all night. I just want to do this ibadah. That's it. Yes, that wipe away the hatred and the malice from the heart. Whoever's hatred and malice in his heart, Allah will not forgive him. Totally clear your chest and heart. Within your heart, nothing you have in opposition to anybody. Yes, if you say, no, I've forgiven, I have no link with him, that he knows, Allah knows and he knows. That's it. I'm not in between anymore. I've removed myself. I have no issues with this person. So today we have to clear ourselves. We have to pay somebody. We've taken somebody's mile or wealth. We've done something wrong. If today you don't clear it, the account, then there's a big opportunity wasted. And I'm not saying to you, I'm saying to myself, that today if I don't do this action, then I've wasted this chance in my life, this opportunity. So now we need to be grateful to Allah, alhamdulillah. So you also include yourself with me. I'm going to start for this purpose. I'm sat here, alhamdulillah. Are you included with me? Properly included with me? Then we'll do dhikr together. So what we'll do jahir, loud dhikr today. Okay? So that the angels who are descending, because the angels are descending, isn't it? Joining the gathering. You think you're just sat on your own? Right now there are so many angels that there's no place for the angels to join this gathering. That's how many angels there are. Yes, one's climbed upon the other. One's climbed upon the other. Why? Because some angels, you don't know how long before they're waiting. When's their turn going to come? For which reason? Because Allah Ta'ala wants them to see us. those angels want to do ziyarah. They want to witness the people in this world who sit and do dhikr of Allah. You are so valuable and precious you become due to dhikr of Allah that for your ziyarah, the angels are descending to see you. Imagine the noor that comes around a person when he does dhikr of Allah. My brothers, this is how much we should value. Don't sin after that. Very bad thing. Look, what maqam Allah, status Allah has given to you. What a great status and level Allah has given to you. Rank, become human being. Don't sin, save yourself. Understand, save your eyes, your mouth. Save yourself from your sin. Try your hardest. The ibadah, even if it's minimum in your life, worship is minimum. Don't pray tahajjud, don't pray ishraq, don't do awabin, don't do extra nafil ibadah, worship. But don't commit the sins. That's it. Because when Allah is unhappy, it's due to the sins. Even if you do commit a sin, you're a human being, immediately at that time, repent to Allah. Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, I did something wrong. Shaitan, give me invitation. Allah, forgive me. Immediately at that time. So let's be grateful to Allah now. I'm doing it. You do it with me. Inshallah, Allah willing. The angels also will leave here happy that these people, they read dhikr like this. This is the way that the tariq of doing dhikr. Very good men. These are people. They do beautiful dhikr. Some pious predecessors said that when we do dhikr, then the jahid dhikr, we do the loud dhikr. In this, we have seen angels fall unconscious in the gathering. Then the angels pick them up, the other angels up and take them away, that they're unconscious. Do you know, subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-adhim, is the food for the angels. This is the ibadah of the angels. This is the tasbih of the angels. When they hear others saying it in the form of love, then the angels rejoice. Suddenly, what are these people that for us they are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These are the kalima that they're reciting. Okay, so let's start inshallah. So recite Durood Sharif.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المذنبين طه وياسين أمير المؤمنين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم آئنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات احتاجاتنا يا داعي البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت يا الله ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما يا الله ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما يا الله ہم نے جو بھی نہ مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما يا الله اس مجمع میں اور جتنے بھی لوگ ذکر میں شریک ہیں میرے مولا ہم سب کی بخشش فرما ان کے لواحقین کی بخشش فرما ان کی مرحومین کی بخشش فرما بالخصوص ہمارے وہ ساتھی ہمارے ذکر کے وہ ساتھی جو اس سال ہمارا ساتھ چھوڑ گئے اللہ کی رحمت میں چلے گئے یا اللہ ان کی مغفرت فرما ان کے درجات بلند فرما ان کے لواحقین کو صبر زمین نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما ساری امت کی بخشش فرما آج کی رات میرے مولا تو ہم سب کی بخشش فرما دے، پوری امت کی بخشش فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمیں رزق عطا فرما، یا اللہ ہماری بیماریوں کو دور فرما، ہماری مصیبتوں کو دور فرما، ہمیں سکون نصیب فرما، اچھی عبادت نصیب فرما، اچھے سجدے نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے دلاؤں کو پاک اور صاف فرما دے، کینہ سے ہر چیز سے پاک کر دے. یا اللہ تکبر دور فرما دے. اے مولا تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا، یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا، موت آسان فرما دے. یا اللہ کلمے والی موت نصیب فرما دے، قبر کی سختیاں دور فرما دے. یا اللہ قبر کی سستیاں دور فرما دے. یا اللہ حشر کا میدان آسان فرما دے، پرس راستے آسانی سے گزار دے، آسانی کے ساتھ بغیر حساب کی جنت میں داخل کر دے، اور جنت میں اعلیٰ درجات نصیب فرما دے. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا پڑوس نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ سلسلہ نقشبند میں ہم سب کو اٹھا لے. اے میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے، اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلق ہی، نور عرش ہی، زینت فرش ہی، وآلہ صحب اجمعین برحمتک یا رحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون، والسلام علی المرسلین، والحمد للہ رب العالمین. آمین. الحمد للہ.